Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, June 10th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The markets are still recuperating from the bloodbath from election results day. However, it wasn't so bad for all of them. Ram Sehgal writes that retail investors who buy and sell shares directly outsmarted the broader market. Instead of buying while the markets were rising prior to the results, retail investors sold heavily. These stocks were bought by foreign portfolio investors as well as mutual funds. When the market tanked by nearly 6% the following day, retail investors were fairly safe, while the other set of investors were left holding the losses. This was a rare case of the average investor outsmarting larger institutional investors, Ram writes. Public sector utility stocks have continued to fare poorly since the election results were announced. The formation of the coalition government has exposed these PSUs to certain risks. As Manish Joshi points out, the coalition members would have opinions about sensitive issues such as the price of fuel and electricity. These decisions may be taken to placate the political partners, but might not be fundamentally sound for the businesses. Subsidized rates in electricity in particular are concerning. Investors might steer clear of these stocks until the new government is established and takes some policy decisions. Corporate India always waits to see which sectors get a boost after a government is formed. This time around, consumer goods companies might have some reason to cheer. A post-election analysis by brokerage firms say that the new government is likely to roll out pro-consumption initiatives. Sunira Tandon writes that this could prove a boost for the FMCG stocks. The Central Weather Department has predicted that India will see a normal monsoon this year, another positive sign for these consumer goods companies. FMCGs have had a rough couple of years, owing to increasing prices due to inflation. On their part, FMCGs are investing heavily in improving their distribution networks to improve their revenue, notes Sunira. In India, the heart of the jewelry market is the wedding market. In its early days, Tanishq didn't exactly understand that. Much of its marketing was aimed at a different target market. The jewelry business in India is worth some 50,000 crore rupees. But Tanishq was only pulling in a revenue of about 500 crore rupees. C.K. Venkataraman, ex-COO of Tanishq, details how the company went from this feeble income to the behemoth it is today. Venkataraman writes in his own words in his book titled The Tanishq Story, an excerpt of which we have published. Movie ticket prices have slowly been creeping up. Once in a while, you'll notice that tickets are available for a flick you want to watch, but they cost an arm and a leg. That's because movie theaters in India are increasingly turning premium. Multiplex chains insist on creating fancy infrastructure for movie theaters, while theaters in Tier 2 and 3 cities have been dying for a few years. This contrasting trajectory means that the common man is being priced out for going for movies. Lata Jha takes a deep dive into the cinema industry and writes about its developments, both the good and the bad. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward to our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.